With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators called for a halt to Israel's efforts to subdue Hamas in Gaza yesterday. They marched in Washington, Paris, Berlin, and other European cities. Many held banners with slogans, and an enormous Palestinian flag was unfurled outside the White House. Joe Biden's presidential campaign is predicting a very close race in 2024.
With Election Day 1 year away, the president's re-election team is prepping for a likely matchup against Donald Trump. In a strategy memo, Biden's campaign manager said they're already looking beyond the Republican presidential primary to a general election that will be very close. She said the president's 2020 message will be central to this campaign and that he will present a contrast with the Make America Great Again movement. One issue the memo omits is voters' concerns that Mr. Biden is too old for the job. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says the president's handling of the Middle East in general is terrible.
Talent says the president's belief he can construct a peaceful solution through a partnership with Iran
is nothing short of lunacy.
Talent says Iran has to be constrained and deterred as it was during the Trump administration.
They have to believe that when they attack the United States or our allies, our soldiers, that there will be costs and consequences, and they will regret doing it.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that's a message the Biden administration has failed to convey. Bob Agner reporting.
The conviction of former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman freed for stealing $10 billion from customers is the latest black mark for the crypto industry. But in Washington, there seems to be little to no interest in pushing through any kind of regulation. Congress has considered multiple approaches, but has not settled on any of them. This is SRN News. Parents all across the nation are suddenly questioning what their children are being taught in school, and one expert says it all started during the pandemic when kids were stuck at home.
Doing classes by Zoom and things of that nature, having parent portals with assignments and assigned readings, the parents had become more active than perhaps they had been historically and began to realize, wait a minute, these things that are being taught to my child, I don't agree with, I don't believe in, and I don't believe they should be taught.
Abraham Hamilton is with the American Family Association.
People are using their classrooms as a mechanism to transmit values that may be foreign to the parents as opposed to, you know, the traditional understanding of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
He says every mom and dad in the country needs to find out what their youngsters are being taught in school and what books are being used in class. If they don't like what they find, they need to take action. AFA has resources for parents. This is SRN News. The latest major addition to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans is called the Liberation Pavilion.
The exhibits commemorate the end of the war, emphasize its human costs, and capture the horror of those who discover the aftermath of Nazi atrocities. It also spotlights the war's enduring social and geopolitical legacies, like the acceleration of the civil rights and women's equality movements, as well as the formation of world alliances. The pavilion opened Friday. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 5th. It's the 309th day of 2023. There are just 56 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1605, the gunpowder plot failed as Guy Fawkes was seized before he could blow up the English Parliament. And on this date in 1872, suffragist Susan B. Anthony defied the law by attempting to cast a vote for President Ulysses S. Grant. This is SRN News.